Glastonbury. Now, let's turn to something completely different. Now, there's no denying that this has been a real watershed year for women's sport. Of course, the big thing that comes to mind when you talk about women's sport is the amazing women's Euros last summer. That was incredible. We saw record viewing figures that totally rivaled the men's games because the women did so brilliantly, the Lionesses. And there's a new documentary series which is launching on Netflix tomorrow, all about women's sport. It's called Game On, the unstoppable rise of women's sport.
Nelson Mandela said that sport has the power to change the world, but the challenges for girls haven't really changed.
It's such a good time to be involved in women's sport right now.
I'm really excited about the future for women's sport.
A lot of young girls now have role models to look up to and think I can do that.
Amazing athletes doing such wonderful things.
I'm filled with hope seeing the next generation so determined to create positive change in gender equality.
Progress isn't an inevitable thing, it's people coming together that make it happen.
The quality of it is making more men step up.
With investment in the women's game, that's when you'll see a change.
In the next 5 years, we are going to see the biggest change in women's sport. We can almost see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, joining us now is Sue Anstis, MBE, who's one of the producers and director behind the series. She's also the CEO of Fearless Women, which is an organisation that works to try and increase participation and change across women's sports. Sue, welcome.
Good evening. Good evening.
So this documentary that's absolutely brilliant, and it's really timely with everything that's been happening. Is this something that you put together because of, for example, the Women's Euros, or is this something that you've been wanting to do for quite some time?
It's something I've wanted to do for some time, I guess, to celebrate that incredible growth that we've seen, especially in the last 5 or so years, as you mentioned, and to really highlight that and the impact it can have more broadly across society. That's what I feel very passionately about, but also to highlight lots of the discrepancies and inequalities that still exist for women and girls at all ages across sport.
And I mean, we've obviously seen this great sort of success story with the Lionesses. And I think the thing that was so sort of game changing about that was we'd always been told, oh, people just aren't interested in watching women's sport. And that the Lionesses just completely exploded that myth, because people just loved it. People watched, you know, from all walks, backgrounds, everybody just loved it. So we've seen this huge kind of, like, you know, proof that people want to watch it. But do you think that broadcasters are clocking that and they're supporting that enough? And is the money coming in to support the expansion of really showcasing women's sport?
They're definitely getting better. And actually, if you look at the coverage, and obviously the Euros was amazing in terms of its exposure of the audience, but it's almost a week-to-week coverage of the WSL, the Rugby Premier 15s, the Netball Super League. That's really where we want those audiences to come and follow. And we are seeing broadcasters doing more and more and putting money behind making great coverage, because that's been the issue for a long time with women's sport. It's been amazing and these fantastic athletes have been competing, but it hasn't had the same level of production values, the punditry, the analysis, everything that goes with great entertaining sports coverage. And I think that's the shift we've seen, is broadcasters recognising they need to invest in the coverage, and then the crowds are coming and then the sponsors follow. So we really are at a point of things accelerating right now, which is very exciting.
And in terms of sort of the sponsorship and the money that needs to go in, because as you say, with a lot of this these big kind of sporting hits, there's a huge amount of infrastructure behind it. There's a lot of money, but these big sponsorship deals are very important as well. Are those sponsors coming forward?
They are. And I think one of the things with women's sport is we don't just need to replicate what's happened with men's sport in the past. There are lots of brands that might have no interest in sponsoring men's football or some of men's sport, but actually have come forward to support the women's sport because it's seen as much more inclusive, much more family friendly, cleaner, has more kind of positive social associations too. So we are seeing sponsors coming forward, and we're seeing people that want to almost redress that balance where women's sport hasn't had funding for so long, you know, but there has been public money that's gone into sport, but mainly into men's sport. So it's redressing that balance. But you're absolutely right. It's the, you know, we live in a capitalist society. It is around sponsors and brands coming in and seeing the value, and they're only going to put their money there when they see the value, but they are now.
Well, Sue, thanks very much for coming coming on, and congratulations on this series. It looks absolutely brilliant. Game On, the unstoppable rise of women's sport. And you've got some fantastic people behind this, from Claire Balding to sort of Ali Bose, Denise Lewis, Tanny Gray Thompson, Kelly Smith. You've got some absolutely like kind of luminaries in women's sport. Now, the documentary is launching tomorrow on Netflix. It's called Game On, the unstoppable rise of women's sport. Thanks so much for coming on and speaking to us, Sue.
Thank you so much.